This is the brief on AI model liability and product defects. If you're wondering who takes the fall when AI fails, we're seeing the answer right now as the move fast and break things era hits a legal brick wall. First, courts are totally split. In San Francisco, the Turner Scott versus OpenAI lawsuit argues a design defect after a 19-year-old died following GPT-4's advice on Xanax and Kratom. Plaintiffs literally want the model destroyed. Contrast that with New York's American Council versus NEH ruling, where a judge held the government liable for unsupervised grant sorting with ChatGPT, calling it their chosen instrument. So, is AI a defective car or just a tool driven recklessly? Second, state lawmakers are making unsupervised AI illegal in high-stakes fields. Illinois, Iowa, Connecticut, Hawaii, Vermont, and Colorado now require licensed clinician oversight for AI therapy. The rule is simple. Clinicians designate the work, AI follows orders. If six states effectively outlaw unsupervised AI therapy, how quickly does this force a national redesign for builders? Finally, massive regulatory deadlines hit this week. Thursday brings California's suspense call, where AI bills for toys, SB 867, and therapy, SB 903, live or die without debate. Then next Tuesday, the Federal Take It Down Act requires 15 platforms to execute 48-hour illegal content takedowns or face $53,000 fines per violation. With clocks ticking this fast, are builders capable of complying, or is the government setting up a massive fine trap? Whether it's a judge's gavel or a governor's pen, the message is clear. The days of launching unsupervised AI and dodging consequences are officially over.